from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Caratini lost one into right field. Playable. Tyler O'Neill is there, and he puts it away. And the Boston Red Sox have won the middle game of this series, defeating the Astros for the first time this year. That snaps a 7-game winning streak for Houston against the Red Sox, dating back to last season. Astros, with a loss tonight, have still won 11 of their last 13 games. Tough one tonight.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Wednesday to all of you. Welcome in. Ben, cue that up again.
This clapping?
Yeah, it almost sounds like it's somebody who's in the booth with Callis clapping.
It's definitely so. It's an obnoxious Bostonian who's right below the booth.
Right below them, yeah. But I'm like, at first I'm like, who is this Judas with headsets on that's clapping next to Callis over there? Play it one more time, Ben. Not the whole thing.
Caratini lost one into right field. Playable. Tyler O'Neill is there, and he puts it away. The Boston Red Sox
that does sound like game right there.
Right there. It sounds like it's Blum doing it. Yeah, Blum. Like, Blum, why are you clapping? We lost.
You know what? They need this. They need this little shot in the arm to just remind them, man. Yeah. It's hard. You've been winning a lot of games lately, but still.
I'll tell you what about that. As we welcome you in on a Wednesday, Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne with you. Man, we got a lot to get to on the show. We'll find something. that's what you're supposed to say. I do find that I'm getting a little bit complacent. I did not even check to see until I had to do the sports report that I do for the FMs. I hadn't even checked to see how the Mariners did last night.
Oh, they had a late game in the Dodgers.
They were winning when I went to bed. They were up 3-1 or 3-0 on the Dodgers. And I'm like, well, they'll find a way to blow this, the Mariners. And sure enough, they did. The Dodgers beat them 6-3. But the fact that I was only checking it once I had to check it, so I had all my information, I had to kind of check myself and say, man, I got to at least keep my eye on the rearview mirror. You know, yesterday I said that I'm not worried.
Check yourself,
Sean. I'm not too worried before I wreck myself. I'm not worried about the Mariners. I'm worried about the Yankees. Mm-hmm. Catching the Yankees, not worried about the Mariners catching us. But maybe I need to.
Good job, Dodgers.
Maybe I need to. Way to go.
To help us out, bros.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, the 3 days a year we like the Dodgers when they're playing the Seattle
Mariners.
They
didn't start until 9 o'clock our time or so.
Can't do it, man.
No way in hell.
Can't stay up for that.
I got enough AL West games I got to stay up for. Astros AL West.
How you feeling, man? How you doing?
I feel good. Yeah. I feel good. I'm not too distraught over last night other than my lingering concerns over Blanco. The Justin Verlander return versus some guy I don't know tonight is something.
It's 1 o'clock.
It's
a 1 o'clock.
This afternoon is something that should hopefully try to keep. You know, Blanco's been wobbling on and off the tracks over the last several weeks.
Big time, yeah.
And he just needs a rest. He's pitched more innings than he's ever pitched before. Then Verlander coming back in. The other part that goes with that is, as I hope that means good things for Blanco, you've also got Verlander coming back who pitched 57 pitches in his rehab start, but part of that might have been because there was an offensive surge by Sugarland, so there was a long time between the second, third innings. So who knows? Who knows? But he only pitched 5 innings in his 2 starts before he went on IL too. So you're going to be keeping one less reliever on the squad to accommodate 6 starting pitchers.
Yep.
They're going to be tested. They're going to be tested in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And it's a very, look, it's the pitching staff has been great, but it's a test.
Yeah, Blanco getting knocked out early last night was not optimal.
Yeah.
Because Verlander, we don't know what kind of pitch count. Verlander's on a pitch count. Espada was being kind of dodgy about it when he was asked about it. He's like, well, we'll just kind of see how it goes. But I have to believe once he starts getting up around 70 or 75 pitches, it's yoink for him, which means he better be super efficient on those 75 pitches.
And he hasn't been efficient this year.
Well, and they're in the middle. There's no off days coming up anytime soon. Like they're playing for the next 2 weeks straight.
Versus
good opponents, too. Yeah, I mean, they could be playing against the A's and all the crappy teams, and it would still be a problem just because, you know, you got to play 9 innings in all these things.
Dare I be a meek enough soul to just say, you know what, you got to let's have some good showings versus these teams, but I don't need it to be an impressive onslaught or anything. This is what good baseball teams do. You play 500 baseball with surges like they just had. Get some really good pitching, and then there we go.
Yeah, we'll keep the pitching going for sure. And then Tucker looks like he's doing more stuff before games.
Yeah, it's all these updates like, hey, he's working on running normally.
There he is crow hopping in the outfield. Like, he's doing weird stuff. I don't know.
You're intrigued by the crow hop. Why are you, I don't know,
because it's the first I've ever heard. A, it's the first I've ever heard it called a crow hop.
You have? That's okay.
And B, I just never heard it called a crow hop before. And B, why am I getting updates on it? Why is that such a big deal that he's crow hopping?
I guess, I don't know. I'm surprised you've never heard the term crow hop, but I guess, it's that he's working on all of these basic things. Like, it's almost like teaching somebody who's had a stroke how to learn to do the basic things again. And it can be a long process in coming back from a stroke.
Yeah.
They've made incredible advancements in stroke recovery, and yet it's long. And that's what it feels like it feels like he had a stroke on his shin.
It's funny. I brought up, I forget. Somebody texted me yesterday.
Eating with a fork now.
Yeah, I forget who texted me yesterday, and I apologize because it might even be a coworker. I can't remember. But I brought up Will Anderson's ankle.
Yeah.
And you and I have talked about how this ankle with Will Anderson is concerning, because until we know otherwise, this could be an ankle injury that's just a lingering thing from the ankle injury he suffered last year.
Yeah.
And we invoked the name of Steph Curry. And again, somebody texted me yesterday that heard me talking about it either on this show or on the podcast, and on the Utopia podcast, and they said they had to basically teach Steph Curry how to walk again with that ankle injury. So maybe that's what they're doing with Kyle Tucker.
They're teaching him how they're doing all the basics.
Yeah.
You gotta start from square
one.
How to
talk, how to hold a fork.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I told you was your worry was something like this, where with a deep bone bruise and when they're swelling potentially, you know, I don't know exactly how everything went, but it shuts everything down. So it might be a relatively minor injury and you're going to recover from it at some point, but you don't know how or when.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, because you can't use your calf, because you can't walk normally or anything, all the muscles, everything, it just kind of shuts down and you get atrophy. So yeah, there's a little bit of that basic just coming back. Maybe you'll learn how to walk better. Maybe he'll learn how to crow hop better and run normally better.
Stronger than ever.
Yes.
I had forgotten. You sent me the Chandler Rome article this morning. With all these issues in the outfield, the Astros outfield's not good right now. They're doing good things. Like, Jake Meyers had a nice catch last night. Jake Meyers has like one catch every 3 games where you're like, all right, well, that's why his 220 bat is in the lineup every day. You know, he had that the catch last night where he robbed somebody, I forget who, of extra bases. But the outfield's not good right now. Like, Trey Cabbage got promoted. That's how bad the outfield is right now. And
Cabbage,
he's terrible.
Got promoted because Pedro Leon. Espada said Pedro Leon. He wanted to see Pedro Leon get some work in AAA.
Yeah.
He's had years in AAA.
Yeah.
And we saw exactly why he's been stuck in AAA.
Yes.
He's an affront to baseball fundamentals.
Yeah,
He does not have any respect for any kind of rule book. Yeah.
I forgot that Abreu on the Red Sox was part of that Vasquez trade.
Wyler Abreu. They should never have let Abreu go. Wyler Abreu was traded part of their package to get Vasquez.
Right.
And it made me think of okay, all of the scrutiny over the Kikuchi trade. And we admitted at the time, even though we were skeptical of the Kikuchi trade, part of it was that we'd seen these guys. Plus, they were young prospects where you'd seen upside, but not enough opportunity to see the downside. So you thought, oh, okay, well, these guys are phenoms. And what the hell? You're letting go of these phenoms. You go back to the Vasquez trade, and it's not like anybody was crying a million tears over the loss of Wyler Abreu.
Right.
And yet he's turned into a good player. It was really worth good. It, though. I mean, I don't know if they win that World Series without Vasquez. You know, obviously he wasn't a superstar of it or anything, but you needed Vasquez on that squad.
My philosophy with that is Vasquez could have gone 0-35.
Right.
You won the World Series. Yeah. So whatever sets of events you put in motion in the universe ended up resulting in a World Series.
Yeah.
So you do everything the same.
You get it. No, there a lot of stuff without huge production or anything. A lot of stuff could have gone wrong.
Yeah.
If you had Maldonado out there for more, or just whomever else in
Vasquez
there.
Caught the no hitter. People forget that, man. He was the one behind the plate when Javi and company, Javi and friends, threw the no hitter.
He was on our list of underappreciated Astros who might be lost to history. Like it'll be a trivia question. 20 years from now on the TV broadcast, you know, and only diehard Astros will remember Vasquez. But
yeah,
I miss Vasquez.
I
despised him when he was with the Astros because with the Red Sox. Because remember, they went through that stretch where they had just so many, like, dudes that looked alike with beards and everything.
And Verdugo and Vasquez.
They had like a vibe, like a gritty vibe about them that you would love if they were your team.
Yeah, if I remember, he was good in the ALCS against them too.
Yeah.
Whatever round they played them in the playoffs that year, I forget which. But so
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Anyways, the Astros lose last night 6-5, but the Mariners lose as well. So all is well in the world. They're still up by five games. Verlander today. It's a big Verlander start today, man.
V-Day.
It's a big Verlander start. Because if Verlander looks shaky, and we're living in the moment right now, right? I mean, we've got like a month and a half left of the season. If Verlander is shaky, now you've got Blanco, who I don't trust anymore. Arrigetti, who's done good things lately, but just inherently with him being a rookie approaching innings
he's
amounts.
He's about to pass his career high.
Like
innings.
He may not be in the circle of trust at all this season just based on his profile.
Oh, yeah. You know? We haven't done the circle of trust, once this season? That's how weird a year it's been.
But yeah.
Arrigetti, I guess I'm higher on the trust level than you right now. I feel good about Arrigetti.
I feel like in the moment I feel good about him, but if he's your fourth best starter like going into the postseason, and that's why I say if Verlander comes back and he's Verlander, you know, for a few starts, and you're like, okay, well, for the time being, you know, until Verlander pulls another neck muscle, you've got Framber, you've got Hunter Brown, you've got Verlander, and to me, it's in that order right now. Like, Verlander doesn't get anointed and just put back at the top of the rotation. Framber's your guy right now.
Yeah.
And so is Hunter Brown. They're not only maybe the best duo right now in the American League, like, there's probably an argument that since June 1st or May 15th, or whatever arbitrary date you want to slap down post Hunter Brown's early season meltdown, that they're two of the best five pitchers in the American League right now.
Biggest thing about Arrigetti as we enter this stretch where you're going to have one less reliever on the roster because you've got a six-man rotation, which is great, but Arrigetti rarely goes more than six innings.
Yeah.
You know, and like his last outing wasn't a great one, but he's had quality starts.
Yeah.
He goes six innings pretty regularly, but he's not an innings eater by any stretch of the imagination. And then Kikuchi, same thing. Kikuchi can't get to six innings.
Yeah.
That's the ceiling that eludes him.
Yes.
If he can reach that magical six innings, really have something with Kikuchi.
He pitches into the seventh inning and a start, it's on.
There's another thing about the Red Sox right now that makes me a little bit nervous about Kikuchi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold that.
Okay.
All right, we'll do that coming up next. We've also got some Texans that we've got to get to coming up next. We got some praise for the Texans from somebody that I loved hearing it. But we've got to put it through a filter. So we'll do that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.